I'm turning this morning to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, and I'd like to start with verse 15. Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, beginning with verse 15. And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he, this is the Lord Jesus, unto him, A certain man made a great supper and bade many. And we are just thinking this morning about the fact that there are no excuses. In spiritual matters and matters having to do with God, there are no excuses. Ubia eni bibia obeka echucha ajijinoho. Ubia eni excuses. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ is in the house of a chief Pharisee for a meal. On the Sabbath day, he's been invited to go for a meal. And in this place, the Lord Jesus Christ had spoken about, because he saw people taking the most important seats, and so he had warned against that. And so, as the Lord began to speak about various things, this person that we are not told who he was, but in verse 15, we are told that this person said, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. In Shankania, obedidi wa irade ahima enumu. Now this person spoke ignorantly. He was saying the truth, but he did that ignorantly. He didn't know what he was saying. And so the Lord Jesus Christ intended to correct this and to show him what he must be really thinking about and what the real problem is. That whilst it is a blessed thing to eat in the kingdom of God, unfortunately, many people reject it. The Lord Jesus Christ will tell a parable to that effect. So, Irade Bebu Sa Ebeno Idia Chese, say, A in Shrek as so did you or Iradia him a mumpoa, Yea Yanes and Impebebre M. Pese. Warning, not that they don't know. They know, but they will not be willing. The Savior said this sometime. There will be many that will know the way to life, but they will not be willing to choose it. How sad, how sad. But so it is in this world. So this is the parable. And what I want to do is to go through halfway the parable and try to explain, apply it to ourselves, and then finish it off. And so we begin with the verse 16. Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper and bade many. And so this is food time. And meals time are pleasure times, isn't it? Everybody should like that. In fact, even in those days, it is astonishing when you read the background and you see how much they did when people had a large supper or a party for people. This must have been a wealthy man. He was throwing this party for whatever reason, we don't know. But even in those days, people can simply throw a party simply because he's had a guest come to visit him and he wants to honor that guest. He brings people in the community, throws a large party for them. It may be his birthday, the man's birthday. It may be a time when his wife is weaning their baby. And so all that can bring about a large supper or a large party. And so, for whatever reason, we are not told. But the Bible tells us it's a great supper. And for a great supper, the meals were great also. Because, the meals are divided into three sections. You have the appetizers, isn't it? Or the one you used to prepare. And in those days, it would be wine mixed with oni. That is what will be said first. And so, after it's done, the main meals are three courses, decorated nicely on a plate and brought to the guests. And after they are done, they are giving dessert, pastry, or something made of the fruits. And so they would have that. And then they would spend the time, the night, stretch their legs behind the table or whatever, and have long conversation. While there would be music at the background, or somebody would be telling a poem, or would be telling a story. And so it was nice, wasn't it? And so this is the kind of thing they did in those days. And so these things are as ancient as human beings, isn't it? We have always loved food. And we will die with food also, I'm sure. Anyway, but so this is a happy time. And they're inviting these friends to come for a party. And you think everybody will love it. Yeah, first time professor, I'm going to bring a party in Sam Reno. I'm going to bring a party. It sounds all quiet. It's all quiet. It's all quiet. Yeah, the mama would be kind afrefra wa konono eba ba to say be a drink e di only afra. If you answer the ani na nka said ye 3 courses etia sumi ensa I say your mother said your papa we knew no. If you say who did in your mom born man na so be ka story and na so be a ka and win some Mr. Chris mo friend and win some so na ka no fancy and win some or ka poem e wo ho if you mo abon komasa. I say so what's the time of pleasure? The person is in, it's intending to please his neighbors with all these nice arrangements. And so this is what these people are invited to. But look at what happened. And verse 7. And sent, 17, I beg your pardon. And sent a servant to, at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. Remember in those days, the invitation will at least be twice. The very first time the person comes to tell you and say, on such and such a date, I'm going to have my party, my supper. And then when everything is ready, that same day too, he brings people along to come and remind. At least there will be 2 invitations at the time. And so people have opportunity to adjust whatever they were doing to make sure they could attend. And so Sam Reno, so be a tone, sir, at least I'm a year cockatrice, and one offer one 2 times. Said Yabe will be a bit to me. Abba, so this is the last invitation in verse 17 that telling them to come because everything is ready. BBI ready. But look at verse 18, and I'm sure you will be surprised at this. And they all, with one consent, began to make excuse. Those persons that were invited seemed to have had a meeting. They didn't have a meeting. This is not what the Lord intended. But their response seemed as if they had a meeting and agreed all of them not to go. And so they will not go. As if with one mind they said, well, we have excuses why we would not come. And some, there would have been a number of persons. This is the specimen excuses they gave. As reasons for my so 3 specimen of their reasoning. And then look at the verse 18 there still. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. I have bought a land, he means. I have just bought a property, and I want to go and see it, and so I can come. Could you not go at another time? Did you not see the land before buying it? And so you wonder, it's simply an excuse, isn't it? He didn't want to go. And any excuse would do for him. And the second one we are told in verse 19. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. Why do it now? Why not another time again, we ask? Because it's a matter and in 5, na me kwa try more should, because in those days we be used to plowing, we be to farm into a person they call questions from me to me, I had something to me. The problem is you could do it any other time. Why the time when you've been invited to the supper? And so that's the surprising thing here. And so he says, I go to prove them, I pray thee, have me excused. And so I cannot come, mean to me, my sons and person, me and in Trini said, on between my tea and me tongue. And then the third one, verse 20. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Me worry a crying chair. And ti mean to me, any of you in a quiet. And with the parable, if you listen to the parable, the man was so gracious that he wanted his room to be filled. And so surely the wife wouldn't have been a burden. So why didn't he choose to go with the wife? No, he didn't really want to go. And so that becomes an excuse. And the master will be very angry at this, as we'll be told. Then verse 21. So that servant came and showed the Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, the man was angry. Because this was not just an excuse. This is a disregard for him. They didn't like him. They despised him. They didn't want to be at his party. They didn't like his food. And so they wanted all kinds of excuse to really buy out of the opportunity. And so the Lord Jesus Christ draws our attention to the sad fact that though there's such a kind invitation of the Lord, there's too many excuses. Men and women are so skillful in giving all kinds of excuses why they will not come. Nipa bebre e wo sin chi bebre mo di ma wo ho ni ntro min tu mi e mo pesa mo be rading chain. All kinds of excuses. And strikingly, and we always admire our dear Savior's teaching, he chooses three that is very popular. Three excuses that often keep people away. Sinchi, miensa, eta, emma, emkofa, embe, radi, Yesu Christo ho. One of them, as these people say, was the desire for property, desire for wealth. These are nowadays, it's the common idea. You know, it is the will of the Lord that we work hard so that we are not a burden on people, we are not a burden on society, but to let any of these things, I really want possessions. I want to be able to acquire so many things. And so the times that I must be thinking about God and about my standing before Him, I will scrap all that and I will simply give my whole energy to everything of property. The Lord Jesus Christ is saying, it's not wise. It's not wise. Do you use this excuse? And if you use such an excuse, you've made a choice. You've said, oh God, any way I can relate to you and the blessing you promised, and I'll speak about the blessing very soon. The blessing you promised, I treat them very lightly. What I really want is this property I'm pursuing after. And so you put yours aside a while, and I'm going after this. That's a choice. We make a choice to say, Radim Fanny, Shulanin, and Quajodimano, and Tinchayansa, Nawene Hill. The other one is business, isn't it? Because that is business. Nowadays, business is the excuse. By all means, it pleases God to be a busy person, a lazy person. It's sinning against God, the Bible teaches us. But you know, we must all, if you don't know how to do it, friends, it's sad. You must know your priorities right and say, yes, I must be a busy person, but anything that has to do with my soul, my spiritual life, and God, and how I may know Him and relate to Him, may I never push them aside or ever think I can only think about them another time. That would be a sad excuse. The other one is marriage also, because this man speaks of marriage, isn't it? Oh, it's God. You see the wisdom of our dear Savior. And when you read his parables, you always, apart from the striking nature of the parable, how he weaves them to put in elements that are so relevant to us. It's always striking. He chooses three things that are not sins in themselves. If anybody wanted to do them, he's not sinning. If I want some property somewhere, I'm not sinning. If I want my business and to take care of it, I'm not sinning. If I want to marry, or I'm married and I want to take care of wife or children, I'm not sinning. None of them is a sin. But the Savior is teaching us, it is the question of priority. Which is first? Which is most important? Which is the dearest on my heart? It's always the question, my dear friends. And you know, we can easily deceive us. You bet me a dad and we are coffee sign your me. Oh, when you may run did you we generate chair and
na mama dikika sasa mimi na, but you see, he never or she never has time to sit down and say, but what have I done with God? Have I come to him? Have I sought him? Is he my God? Have I known his forgiveness of sins? Has he brought me to himself? Do I truly love him? Am I his? He's never sat down to ponder these questions. On Tnasi, Engi, Sanu, he said, or the letter crammer, so every time, so, oh, Yanko Ponde, and so we need three more. Kofandri, you want to say, so what do you want to do? Ekekana, Chesan, Yanko Ponde, Nyajiama.
No, my dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ showed that these things are not sins themselves, but the very time I'm obeyed the faith, me, Yami, pa. Then, of course, mean to me, you cannot serve two masters. I cannot serve two masters. You cannot make any of these things, even though they are not sinful in themselves. At the same time, at the same time. No, my dear friends. You know, I remember years ago I was speaking to. He was a young man, probably. In his late 30s or 40s, some years ago, and it was a lecturer, a young lecturer at the University of Cape Coast. And he had come, for some reason, he had come to visit, and we started a conversation. In fact, he had visited our services in Cape Coast. And so he came one time and wanted us to talk. And this whole question was about this. So how does a person still carry on his work? Carry on his business and yet at the same time gives attention to God? That's a good question, isn't it? And I remember after I'd explained it to him, I was stunned when he said that. He said that, then pastor, I don't think, please forgive me, this is years ago, so don't think it is still the same. So you don't go and walk out the University of Cape Coast and look upon the faces of the lecturers and say, well, your fellow has been saying this. Because he said that, pastor, if this is the case, then I don't think I know any real Christian on university campus. Well, I think this may have been an exaggeration. But the fact is, people often miss the point. Because the thing is this. The minimal rule is this. The person says, whatever I am doing, work, business, property or whatever, I say, I will never let my heart desire them more than I desire God. I will never let my heart feel that it depends upon any of them more than God. I do not want to wake up in the morning and my whole, the thought that brings me comfort and hope is, oh, I have property here. That would be idolatry. That would be a sin. I have turned something that is harmless into an idol. Because makuma ye radi dia won sariano pa ne ne won wa jinso first ne se ya me kra matie ana se me nyum nyam eni ne me wo ma me ho ana se djume bi a me wo ana se bibia tete se. No, because it's not true, friends, because it is not true. God made us for himself, and our glory and honor lies with him alone. Ye nyum nyam e won yakopon sem. So we are so convinced of this. My glory never depends upon anything I have or does not have. My glory depends upon the fact that I am. I am back to that place where God created me for. To have communion with him, to know him, and to love him. So me wun yang kopong, namine anantilo wayem yang kopong. And the Radius of Christ and said, these people have this excuse, but they already found excuses. They were. Friend, dear friends, take it so seriously. If anything is more important to you than the question of, am I right with God? My dear friends, you are despising God. You are treating him lightly. You know the cost of salvation. It costs the life was of his own dear son. And we often say that that is not true with anything God ever did. And sana nyankopon obobo wiase no okasaya na ebe mu yaka sansemwe. Kama wajie no wankasara. He had to come himself. Oh, friends, if you've not seen the greatness of this, you've not seen what is most important thing in all this world. Yes, the Christian of Bali, not a warrior woman with a single answer. Said the Abbey of a swab bonnet, and when a crass so am I a bon for say. Now, in a muscle, in a young coupon, singing a cassa, in a young coupon. Friends, oh, for that grace to know that you are a child of God fills the heart with such satisfaction and joy that everything in this world appears so petty, appears so small. So we be us we a young coupon, but and maybe be away we are say and yet take it for when you so and I see there nothing at all. People have all kinds of excuses. Please, what excuse do you have? Are you a Christian? Have you come to the Lord? I'm not saying whether you go to church or whether even you belong to a particular church with a name, with your name in their books or even in our books. But the question is, am I a Christian? Have I come to rise above all these excuses and say, all I ever needed is the Lord? That's the simple point. It doesn't matter how much you learn in your head. It doesn't matter how much head knowledge you have. The Lord Jesus Christ warned that time and again, and Apostle Paul too. Have I come to realize that the one thing that is the most important is to know the Lord and know that my sins are forgiven me? And that the Savior who died on the cross of Calvary has indeed washed me and brought me to Himself, and I am His. Let me ask you a question, dear friends. Now, what is it in this world that if anybody is pursuing, think of anything at all, anything you regard as so wonderful, for I dream to be Bia or be between our castle. Think of the highest you can imagine. If it is established that as long as the person pursues that kind of thing, he's killing himself. He's throwing away his health. What kind of counsel will you give such a person? Quit, isn't it? Your life is important than that thing. So we say, the orchestra say, "Dear cry." Listen, say, "Orchestra, dear no suno, e kun kakran kakran," because they say me help. A foot to be at the bema ne say, "Any jai." You see, ye ni mo ya kumam bi biya ye kimi pensu say, "En fa no biya wo shuche." So be shwe sa adi no a niansi biya inimi. And my dear friends, I ask you. It's not the same to tell people whatever you wish to be here. So be sure you go for an answer. Friends, is it not? Are you too harsh? Even for common earthly health, the whatever you pursue, if it will crowd out God, it's foolish. It's pointless. Is it too much? Because they said, "Here, here's the Christ of Kain. What can a man give in exchange for his soul?" Then an impadibama and the other son cry. As excuses, the truth is, all mama say excuses. It's the man they didn't want. They were too proud and self-satisfied. They didn't think they need the man's party. It was the one we hear up on the party, but me to me come plain plain. Say yeah, pep party. If you don't know, the main cause of God is about 10 times, they say, "Yeah." And they didn't want to say it, and so they have to use these excuses, my dear friends. It is a nice way people reject God when they use all these manner of excuses. They don't really like Him. They don't really like Him. We don't want Him. And this is so sad that you and I, creatures in the image of God, can turn out to dislike our Creator, to dislike Him.
and to despise his greatest of gifts. Ni yebuni achedi Yesu seningi naano yebuno adikito ebi. And so the Lord Jesus Christ will tell what this man said very soon. My dear friends, do you have other excuses? So I heard some people say sometimes why they don't want to consider Christianity. They say, well, there are too many churches. And some come out also to do. I charge them, it's an excuse. It's not true. If you are really sick, I'm talking about somebody really sick, and you go to one hospital, and it wasn't a good one. And you go to another, and it's not a good one. You go to another, it's not a good one. You don't say, I'm not going to any hospital again. Well, you keep searching. You keep searching, isn't it? Unless you're not really sick. So when you're young, well, of course. This is how you're in, you're quiet, won't you? They say, I'm out some terrible head, you keep here now, baby. We're too miraculous here. And yes, sir. The truth is, we don't desire to know God. And yes, sir, when you say, excuse me, no. If I'm really thirsting, desiring to know God, if I've been deceived in 10,000 churches, I will say, I want to go to the 10,001 and see what is there. You would want to be seeking still. Because let's say you have no excuse, dear friends. Obviously, I've heard young persons tell me this before. The reason why I'm not really become converted is that I can't really take these things seriously. We have a number of persons and young persons back in Cape Coast. I can understand them in my head, but I can't take them seriously. I can sympathize with that. Only it is an excuse. Are there more tests they take serious in this life? Why does it exclude God? Why? Unless they can say, Omoye permit my strong, Omoye is so foolish that they don't take anything at all seriously. Oh, I hope they don't take their food seriously too. And I hope they don't take their job seriously too. And they don't take anything at all seriously. They don't take their money seriously too. So they get their pay, they walk in the streets, I don't take it seriously. And they throw it up and down. If they have nothing at all, they don't take seriously. I agree. But that's not the case. If there's something they take so seriously, why not God also? So be beautiful or to me family in Brim say, so we are so we said when the Nibba Bre was so and then Yanko Paul and Kaho. At least I say campus Yanko Paul and your number one, but a pay and shall think I said, I didn't know Yanko Paul and Kaho. Washeda. Way important money because of serving is sufficient, and he knows that if he took God seriously, it means repentance and yielding the life, and isn't ready. And so it's an excuse, you see. It's an excuse. Only sent to on himself. Sadly, often a new brain, the offending new brain, because of the bibit brain on one kasa ne pesam kunya akonono. But he said, "Yanko pondo offending new brain, a new brain says, 'Sia, a best friend is onununu number and metrin and onye ready so yes, sir.' And so there's no excuse, my dear friends." Oh, I could go through a number of excuses people raise. And the wonderful thing is the Bible snubbishes them all. He makes them all pointless. That the undergirding reason is simply this. They don't want to come. They don't want God. They don't want His rule over them. They don't want His free offer of mercy in Christ. They don't want His free pardon. Is that not so strange that sinners don't want the free mercy of God? Is that not surprising to every one of us, friends? se nipa ba yeye enibo ye fosa en si nyankopon e wo mbro e ye kode ye mpe. Now let's turn. So what did this man do? Verse 21. So the servant came and showed the Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. The man is angry, and rightly so, because he'd invited them already, at the first time already. Now, they wanted to actually treat him like a fool. So, catch on one step. One more catch on in advance. So, one bar. They be honest. Ogyanba kope na obo kunwa. Nche obayene sa ha. Mamu we kune ni na mchika si. And so, mose mumba. And he was rightly angry. But the man is determined. The man is determined to still hold his party nonetheless. And so he says, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. You know why? Because these people are naturally needy. Every time they were hungry. Every time they needed somebody to help them. Inti papa ni ketcha papa no bufu ya no se so wo me invite to mo mumba dia wo ko e kromu ho e na sa apache ni wo mo muntimi nante wo ni from a muti to mo fo amra e woni ni encho fro we mo no because we mo no down mo mo ye hia fo wo ya party se se na so wo person ho ye ma wo dia a crying fan of Beko. Okay, I have a hard choke. Young Comadina now. What do you, my information, my infant, the car in a one on cassette? What would you track? What? Sadio Menuna. Yeah, your party will have bread. And you should so many people because I'm portraying my bread. Because it was so calm. They are naturally needy. When we are Christian in church, I said, you're dealing across some shame and you're one more. You know why, dear friend? The reason why you don't come is pride has made you think you don't need God. And you are not afraid that God will resist a proud person? Think of yourself. You're a proud person. You seem humble on the outside. You know, those of us who read the Bible know that humility is not first an outward thing. It's first your mental mindset, how I think of myself. If I'm thinking myself, I'm such an important person, I don't really go to small parties and things like this. Well, of course, you may appear however humble you are on the outside. It's your mental mindset that's important. We radia se munu, ahubrasesha, so why dream munu, we dream fao, huh? A new dream from so oyensieni will seek the Lord. This is what the Bible says. Every unbeliever strangely may be surprised. A pure the poorest person, physically poorest person in the community. Najima is a proud person. Proud because he never feels a need for God. Yes, on Shata dear. Yes, they do, and then you're fine. And so, but you may come to truth, you go past my name again. But that's how strange our pride is. It begins with a sense of need within. I am a needy person. Do you know how you feel your need? Look straight into your service. Look straight into your life. Look at what I've done. The kind of things I think about, the kind of desires that rule me, my temper, my foolishness, my desire for empty things. You know, one of the things we often say, created in the image of God, yet I think my honor lies in things. Things. This is so debasing. Years ago, If somebody died not a Christian in some countries, they will use terms like this. He was made in the image of God. He died a grocer. A grocer is a seller of vegetables. He was made an image of God. He died a grocer. All he came to do is to sell. He had nothing to do with his creator. The nobler part of his being a human being. To know God and to relate to him. That's what makes us unique, my dear friends. That's what makes us unique. That we know the Lord who made us. And we are reconciled to him through our dear Savior. And we are his children. That is what makes our life worth living, both now and beyond the grave. And so, these persons are brought in because they feel they are needy. This is the parable. And the Lord intended it to strike us that it is those who have a sense of their need. And this is the fundamental thing, my dear friend. Never forget this. No one comes to the Savior until there's a deep sense of need. And Uncle Fred, we want these days, I think if the Lord gives us energy, we want to strike that time and again. Because you know, you will never trust in the Savior as long as you admire yourself even to any degree. And you will never be heard. You will never be saved. You will never be blessed. The Savior came to die for sinners. Out and out sinners. No sinner that feels, oh, I am 99.9% a sinner, you know, but at the 0.1, I think I'm sometimes a nice person and things like this. No, he didn't come for such people. He didn't come for them. He came for the 100% sinners. Only they did he come for. It doesn't call for any measure for self-admiration in themselves. They will never see their need of the Lord Jesus Christ, my dear friends. You will not see your need of him, let alone come to him. It is only when you really see that you have nothing, absolutely nothing, that you come. Faith in Christ is not possible until we are stripped of everything we think we have. Everything. Not some of the things. My time is rushing on. But more kind number of times in scripture, when God, before he helped people, made sure he had brought them to a point where they knew that even though they were supposed to do something, they could not put confidence in what they were doing before he helped them. Because he never, and often the reason he gives us this, if I help them, they will attribute the glory to that thing. And he never shares his glory with anyone. And so only those who come to him are those who feel entirely their sinfulness. Friends, I'm aware that these days you're promoting all kinds of things. Feel so important. Things. Friends, it has to be seriously conditioned. We are important only as long as God has reconciled us to himself. Otherwise, we are not. We are rebels. And we are against God. And we have set Almighty God against ourselves. And can we survive? Now, friends, I have to begin to come to a close. Look at verse 22. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. Servants, so, omunim, wamasa no napadye. Inti omode sound of when you now buy and almost say, well, oh, yet you'll be up, but you're calling them Madina Honina. Me a sister, a war were crying in our Abba, and so a crying ever hostile in the end day. And the master says this, verse 23. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. that my house may be filled. This is a monko. So how when they call Kumasi no? Monko also. So these were those who were nearer because they were near the city. If it's not full, go further on and get them who are afar off and bring them in, because my house has to be full. If I say me fear her, I am ma. This is the kindness of the host. He wants his house to be full. He will bear the cost of being to your person. And yet he wants the house to be full. We will say the fewer the merrier, isn't it? See, you said you enjoy in the prayer. Or when said that be more dosa crown, we may enjoy it to the fullest. So we must see how you man. God has enough provision for every sinner. As long as this world is, and as long as you keep hearing the gospel, we say, there's room. The danger is if you keep responding with excuses. Then I will come to verse 24, and you would see the man's answer to such ones. And so, those afar off and those near can all come in. Only in the heart of God is there room for every sinner. And no matter what you have done, only in the heart of God.
He says, "We need she when you're uncooperating him. Say, I'm passing what comma a penny is so sad across the memo. No, we should go around. This is saying, room, obra, obevum, but there's room. There's room for the sinner who comes. Then, look at verse 24, and as we close, for I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper." Friends, I want this to be very sad. That those people from afar off are brought in. And these neighbors of this man were ignored. It was like what the Savior said, and he warned the Jews and said, in the kingdom of God, the Gentiles will be brought in from the east and the west. And you, the children of the kingdom, you to whom it was first announced your ears, you will not enter in. Friends, this is a striking thing always. When you were going to school, did you see that? That sometimes some of the children who live closest to the school are often late. Did you see that? Some kodano mukbe in school, no one mukaya late. You know why? Simply, would you But how often it is true. So the one who I invite you on, they will never taste of my supper. They won't taste of anything. They may smell the aroma waft through the wind. And in your houses they may hear the music in the man's compound. And they will hear the loud laughter. And these poor persons happy, eating to their full. They'll be hearing the man who went, if indeed he went, to try his odds and not come back. And now they are trying to prepare his food. And here is a better food there in the man's compound, with the aroma filling the entire environment. And this man, what will he say now? I wish I'd gone, or will he still
really toughen himself up and say, yes, I didn't go. What will he do? My dear friends, there's room for that needy sinner. Do you sense your need? And are you crying to the Lord to help you to come to him? Oh, are you still living on excuses? It may let the Lord cut you off. He wouldn't deal with you anymore. You wouldn't have your conscience touched. He will leave you over to your sins and your lusts. And he will gradually overtake you. And you no longer think about spiritual things. These items, business or school, property or marriage, would have become so big in your head that you can't think about anything again. Sadly, to your dying day. Sawutu eradini ninsatu nikini. Samyome ya wuko kasano. Ube tumiedu bebiya. Ebe shewa jini mwa kodise. Wuntumi nini bebiya. Hubiyo efanya nkopo. Ube tina kwa tina sofie. Es wuntumi nini bebiya. Kodise ube wara. There was a man who was a very popular artist. You may have heard his name, Van Gogh. One of the most popular artists for his page in the time. As they say in the artwork, oh yes, I want to. So more auction wire, more turn is something like a £3 million and things like this. Expensive now. The history just I've got now a tabernacle a number of times listening. But he never took the matter seriously. And so you may delight to still go as a formality. You still be going, but you would never be able to take the loss because your head is now full. Of these things you have made an excuse a long time ago. San you may have the excuse some time ago. If you have fortune now. But friends, I want to close with this encouragement because I find it very encouraging. Please come to verse 20. This is my last verse and I'm done. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. That my house may be filled. Rebecca said, because Rebecca said, what's the part of your yellow heart? It means it's time for. But believe me, so please, I'm sorry, I said it. And I said, Minfri kaswa emra hacho mbra party. Now, the man knows that they may use that as an excuse. He says, compel them. Munshalom. To come. You know, friend, you know what that means? Omo omuwo ichi. Omo omuwo ichi. Cry fi. Yang misonho. Because they feel themselves are far off. Even when you tell them that the Savior can forgive them. And change them and bless them. They say, are you sure? You know what I've done? You know the kind of life I've lived? You know the things I've been through? They don't seem to believe. Compel them means we let them realize the power of the Lord to bless. And encouragement is that if you're a needy person and you want to come to the Lord, the Lord Himself will help you. Some people have told me before, Pastor, I want to come, but I have some sons that I'm a slave to. I cannot stop that sin. I think I'm into it. My heart, my head, my all. How do I come? Mishaswadin bimupa miti. But friend, the encouragement is this. The Lord is not asking you to try to come out when He knows you cannot come. If I didn't myself, I would try in a free answer. Hey, in so the me call. Now, I'll be a big naha. I'll swim in suit to say, are you a rescuer?
And if this rescuer is asking me to come out before he rescues me, then did he rescue me? Instead, the mean quarter that. And we be genius or just me or just say only no nimi said the yetumi tonsim ne kika wunina. No, so be some is a mean friends no more. And some was me dear. And yet, we be genius here then. What the Lord calls us to do is that if I truly feel my woe, cry to Him. Cry sincerely to Him. Tell Him, Lord, I have lust in my heart. My head is sold to money. My whole being is given to foolishness. Oh Lord, deliver me now. I look to my Savior alone. My case is hopeless. In myself, only in you, cry to Him. Sugunoso, enkachano, kadiyeha. Sorry, kadiyeha unichano. Na wakama wa ringi na yese iradi Yesu Kristo onoa oba yese yajin kwano. Ono no bitini yaju. Moshesa wa reshi mimi na wamukomo. Ono kwano wa reshi nimo. But telling friends, never think, let me repeat myself as I close, that God wants you to try to come up. There are some things that will be very easy to simply stay away. Every sinner, every one of us, have some sins we commit that we can all easily come out of it. If we come out of those ones, we show that we really don't want them anymore. But every sinner also will have sins he feels enslaved by. I can't stop this. I can't give up this. I am overtaken by this. Now, the Savior's power does that. We call upon Him. We rest upon our hopes upon Him. And He promises to deliver us and to wash us. Friends, there is room. As long as you won't be living on excuses. Otherwise, the Lord, the host, will determine in His head, this person will never taste of my supper. Don't let God determine that in His heart. Don't let God say, you see that young man, that woman, that elderly person, he has heard my invitation many times and he snubbed them. He will never taste of my supper. The sad thing is, when the man determined that they didn't hear, it was the determination of his heart. Ono no kano na kumen. Wakechle no kuano. Wawa ose o ma wamu metis no ma antishi. If the Lord should determine that I will not be dealt with anymore again, so that I can hear His invitation with power, I may not hear anything. Life will simply be going on. But God has determined in His heart to simply ignore me. Ah, friend, may this never happen to any one of us here this morning. May this never happen. Because that God, who will cancel me out as it were from His mind, I will still have to face Him one day as my judge. May that never happen, my dear friends. Or may it be that in His heart He sees me, a struggling sinner, and crying to Him, Lord, my lust, Lord, my pride, Lord, my foolishness, have mercy upon me. I cannot deliver myself. Oh, help me. Oh, help me. May He see me as a crying sinner, genuinely crying to Him. And He promises that He will compel me. It will be as if a power has pushed me to now embrace Him and to rest my hopes upon the Lord Jesus Christ alone. And mercy, Radibe, about Radibe, come to me, say, oh, who may say, near me, so, if you shame, wow, and in chain. So, on Jimmy, no, who may my brother, no, who may I'm ringing, I say, yes, to Christ, on Quam. You'll be one to say, a best to me be a free man, because I'm a man, so, if it's a sword, you know, then we ring in our true, yes, to Christ, on Quam. My hearing in Quajim. When you're in your chef, you're ready to hear more.